Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is advising a group called U.S. Freedom Flyers. It's a consortium of about 35,000 employees in all sectors of the transportation industry. We're going to be talking about what's coming on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we're talking about employees of all transportation and travel affiliated industries. It's passengers, cargo, planes, trains, you know.
Automobiles. I mean, because it could be, it's the trucking industry too.
It includes Amtrak, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, those companies
Some of the support groups.
Exactly. You know, and it's so important that this is a grassroots organization. They came together. They saw what was happening with these shop mandates and said, no, we've got to stand together because there is power in numbers. There's courage in numbers. And we have to stop our rights, our medical freedom being stripped away. You know, but it's also important to think about if they don't stand up and fight, what this could potentially mean for all of us.
And also some of these, there's a separate group, and they may be joining this group or not, I don't know, but they've contacted us. And these are the FAA tower people that work in the towers.
Like traffic controllers?
Traffic controllers.
Okay.
That's, you know, federal traffic controllers. And so all you need to do is get a small number of those that either are fired or they just simply, they walk off the job. And what happens? The airports are shut down.
Right.
And that's both for passenger, for your travel, and for cargo.
Right. So you order items, you order medicine, you order food, you order your Amazon items, whatever it is. It's going to affect all of that.
We already have a shortage of various goods because they're sitting in containers on ships off the coast of California because they're not processing efficiently the volume that's necessary to have these goods go across the country. So many people are ordering things, and they're stuck out there in the water. And according to the reports that I've read, California is not going to come back to normality until the middle of the summer of 2022. So, you know, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, we'll come here and use our ports.
Right. We're 24/7. We can process it. We can fill these shelves up. We can do it.
So we already know we have a crisis that's happening, and it's going to be months to actually get back to normal in terms of getting the goods off these ships, onto trains, onto trucks, onto planes, and getting them transported across the country. Mm-hmm. Now, for some of those ships that have perishable goods, they're lost.
Right.
The delays just, you know, resulted in complete failure of the cargo. So in addition to that, on top of what we already see happening, that's already affecting construction and medicine and food and shipping and other kinds of things across the country. In addition to that, now we have this shop mandate, and it's coming from one source, Joe Biden, and he imposed it across the country, and he's imposing it on federal civilian contractors that have any kind of contracting with the government, like American Airlines. They're contracting with the government, and so they're under that particular aspect of his direction. But the bottom line is these companies are being pressured or coerced to impose this mandate, and that pressure and coercion is coming from Joseph R. Biden.
Right, you know, and Biden and these other wealthy globalists, they don't care.
No.
They don't think it's going to affect them, but it affects you and I, all of us that need to operate a daily, you know, in our livelihood, or you need to get somewhere, or I need a shipment somewhere. It affects all of us.
Well,
as well
when
as
they
the safety
don't
factors.
Care about this country,
no,
and they want to deconstruct it, this is one of the ways that they do.
Right.
And so, you know, what'll happen here are two things. The shop mandates are coming up very, very quickly for federal employees and civilian contractors. The deadline has already passed, although it's ultimately November 22. They had to get the second of the two shots from Moderna and Pfizer by November 8. That's already passed. Mm. And they have to get the single shot, which is from Johnson & Johnson, by November 8. That's already passed. So the deadline for these people is already passed. It's just a matter of counting the days to get to November 22, and they're gone. And some of these airline and other transportation vehicles are considered federal civilian contractors because they have contracts with the United States government.
And, you know, Matt, I mean, aside from, you know, affecting us and our transportation needs, there's also safety issues.
Oh, man, yeah.
Do you really want pilots and people up there in, you know, airplanes with these safety issues that are coming out with these COVID shots?
Well, what will happen with the pressure on these people? And we're talking about pilots and other navigators, drivers, conductors that have worked for 20, some of them 30 years. They love their job, and that's what they've been doing for the last 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. Now they're being pressured to get the shots, which they don't want, for various reasons, which are clearly based upon their religious beliefs and other reasons as well for some of these. They don't want them. And they're being forced to get them. And either they'll be terminated and they'll lose everything. Some of them are very close to retirement. They'll lose their retirement. Or they'll end up saying, I'm not going to do it and I'm just walking off the job. Either way, they're gone.
Right.
And what'll happen is that kind of pressure infiltrates your daily life because it's consuming. And whether they take it home, they certainly take it to work, and the pilots definitely take it in the cockpits.
Right, and you know, we've already seen five of these airlines that have caved these shot mandates and mandating for their employees. But yet on the other hand, because of these employees standing together, united, saying, no, we won't do this, you've also seen the other ones that say, okay, we're backing off.
Well, what we also saw is the pilots at American Airlines and Southwest are now apparently being warned to keep the mandate issues out of the cockpit due to potential flight safety concerns. The Allied Pilots Association, which represents American Airlines, 14,000 pilots, sent a memo to members about an increase in distractions due to looming deadlines to get vaccinated and sharply divided views on the topic.
They don't even want them talking about it.
No, but you know what? When the pilots are in that cockpit, and the deadline is at the end of the week or it's gone, and they are counting the number of flights that they have left before
right.
they're gone, how are you going to keep that out of the cockpit?
Right. They're thinking, how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to keep this career that I love? You know.
And then you have somebody in the cockpit who has had the shot, and you have these discussions and maybe even debates. That's the last thing you need.
Right.
And so what happens is this pressure causes stress. The stress causes people to be distracted. What you need for all of these airline workers, and it's not just pilots, flight attendants, it's people who fuel the aircraft.
Yeah, those who work on the
people
on
who
the
do
ground.
The baggages,
right.
Everything. People who do the screening, they all have to be focused. Mm-hmm. And any glitch along that path, that chain, can be dangerous.
I mean, like, think of those out there directing the planes. I mean, they've got to be focused in what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't be distracted, can't be depressed. So, you know, when you see this pressure and distraction, it translates into an increase of safety incidents. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing you want as a person who's on board that aircraft, and certainly it's the last thing you want as a passenger paying for that transportation. The shot mandates are dangerous. They are also causing stress among these individuals. People can be distracted if they're driving a tractor trailer or a train. You don't want that. And that's what's happening. We know that that's happening.
And, you know, we've been honored to lead the way. We've been advising this particular group, U.S. Freedom Flyers, as well as thousands of other employees have been contacting us every day asking for help. What can I do to get a religious exemption? What can I do? And we're doing conference calls every day. You know, our phones have blown up. It's just unbelievable to see how many employees are being forced to take these jabs.
We need to stop the shot mandates, and that's what we're doing. We're working with thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people to get exemptions, but we're also litigating in the courts. We've got amazing cases all over the country, and we're wanting to stop the insanity, stop these unlawful and abusive shot mandates. It is creating a national crisis in healthcare, transportation, and in every other sector of our lives. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.